So as we understand, extortion has become increasingly rampant in South Africa. Of course, a troubling situation has emerged in Taft, where social workers have become the latest victims of extortionists in the Western Cape. The growing threat to these essential workers highlight the ongoing safety concerns, raising alarms about the protection of those serving vulnerable communities. Now, certainly from the perspective then of the reality of what this all means, these social workers are there to try and assist and try and support and trying to be present for the community, right? They're there specifically for them. And yet, these very same social workers are now being experiencing threats of violence, extortion, etc. And joining us on the line, as mentioned, is the Western Cape MEC for Social Development, Jaco Londt. MEC, good afternoon. Thank you so much for your time.
Good afternoon, and afternoon to all the listeners. It looks like winter has visited us again.
Yeah, it certainly does feel like that. I think many may have put the long johns back on this morning and had the heaters going. Nonetheless, in terms of, we of course raised in the introduction the concerns of what's been happening in the Delft area. How widespread is this issue of extortion targeting social workers, not only in Delft, but perhaps in other parts of the Western Cape as well?
So I think we need to look at this in the broader scheme of what has been playing out over the last 5 odd years. Now, since April 2019, there's been 41 attacks on social workers, hijackings, attempted hijackings, robberies, etc. And so that is the broader context. The extortion money that's now being requested, that is a new phenomenon, and that happened in Delft on 2 occasions now. Once, just before our social worker went out and got alerted to the fact that if you want to go out and be safe, you need to pay the protection fees. And the second time was, we now have this buddy system where there's hotspot areas on, and you cannot send a social worker out alone. So you sometimes send out a social worker plus a social auxiliary worker. And as one of our professionals went in to find a client, the other social worker had to park in the car, and they were then asked to pay protection fees to actually park there safely. So this is a new thing that is rearing its head. It happened last month now on 2 occasions in Delft, and that's also why we're flagging this, because just by implementing the buddy system, it is costing us a lot of extra money, because we need to double up our human resources to get through the caseload.
Yeah, I think also, MEC, from the perspective then of the buddy system in itself, that may not deter, for example, those individuals who see this as an opportunity for criminality to attempt to extort social workers. From that perspective, I'm wondering about your engagements within the Western Cape Department of Social Development with the other role players, particularly those within community safety and other and police oversight. Other role players that can perhaps come on board and support you in this very important work that arguably is needed.
So one thing that is incredibly encouraging is the memorandum of understanding that was signed recently between the National Minister of Police, the Western Cape government, and also the City of Cape Town. That is something that we've been pushing for a number of years, and that basically means that we will deploy resources based on the data, based on the hotspots. And I have engaged with the Minister of Police Oversight and Community Safety, Minister Murray, and she's already also alerted General Patekile, the Provincial Commissioner. And so they are aware of it, and they have committed to also take our hands to look after our social workers. And the problem is now, up until we get that deterrent in place by having more visible policing and resources, it now costs us extra money. We now need to budget for overtime. But that's something that we will do, because you cannot not service those that are in need, vulnerable, and you also cannot put any monetary value on the lives of our social workers that serve those in need. So we are taking hands now, not just across departments within the Western Cape Provincial Government, but also different spheres of government taking hands, that we will hopefully be able to address these hotspot areas better with all hands on deck.
Mm. realistically speaking, how would and has this impacted on the service delivery of the department?
So, up to this point, like I said, we are now doubling up our human resources. That means we have our social workers have to work longer hours to get to all the clients. So they are still doing their best to service those that are in need, meeting all the statutory obligations that is expected of them, but that has monetary costs. And up until the time that we can revert to having our social workers go out one by one in these hotspot areas, that is now a cost that we will have to bear so that it doesn't impact the service delivery to those that are in need in these hotspot areas.
Yeah. I'm guessing then the broader impact of the work, and I think, you know, perhaps for many within the city of Cape Town, perhaps with many within society more largely speaking, may not understand, you know, the very important role that social workers play within various communities that deal with, you know, the really most intricate things within, you know, the social fabric within our communities. Perhaps from that perspective, for someone that may not have that level of understanding, MEC, perhaps, you know, I think place it into context for us, the important role that social workers play. Because I think, you know, some that may be listening to us right now may go, you know what, they can come another day, or, you know, perhaps they should, you know, and come up with all kind of solutions that we know may not be viable.
No, so the thing is, social workers are truly remarkable human beings. I mean, firstly, to choose to go into this field of work, you need to have a heart for the community, the heart for service, servicing the community and individuals that are in need. So firstly, it's a unique breed, if I want to call it like that. They're truly special human beings. But then also social workers are basically the stitches that's keeping our society together in many communities. If there's somebody that's a victim of domestic violence, gender-based violence, if there's a kid that is in need of secure care, if there's an elder person that got abused, you can't leave that for 2, 3, 4 days. They need the help now. They need the interventions now. And then there's also other services. I mean, we have a big homeless problem. Our social workers work hand in glove with other organizations to do the reintegration. So it's a very complex field where the social workers are jacks of all trades. They really make sure that they spread themselves as widely as they can, looking after the most vulnerable across different areas of need. It's not just specific areas. They are truly beings that are able to be adaptable and service different communities, different individuals, different circumstances. So from our side, we need to look after our social workers. And if they are not there, then there's so many more individuals that's going to fall through the cracks. And that is why we need to support them in making sure that whatever the circumstances are, they can continue delivering this exceptional job that they are doing. Often an ungrateful job, but they are doing it without fanfare. And they are, I believe, the individuals that's keeping the stitches of our society and the fabric of our society together.
Yeah, certainly very important. And I think, you know, within the context of these concerning events, we understand obviously that, you know, social workers are not necessarily, you know, isolated from the real challenges in society. In fact, they are quite literally on the cold face of the challenges within society. I think arguably what is though just concerning, I think, from an ordinary citizen's perspective is the fact that not even our social workers who are out in communities trying to serve, trying to improve the situations for communities, not even they are safe within certain places and spaces within the Western Cape.
Yeah, and I do think this is maybe a call to action for our communities. If you do come across a social worker, just thank them for the selfless work that they are doing. But also, if you see criminal elements targeting our social workers, if it's safe to do so, make sure that you report it. Make sure that there's more eyes and ears that keep our community safe, but also keep our professionals safe, that service those that are really in need.
Yeah, so it's a good reminder for all of us. MEC Yakulont, the minister, the Western Cape minister for the Department of Social Development, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, sir.
And thank you for having me, and have a good afternoon.